Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet or the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And, of course, our bulk mail haulers for the U.S. Postal Service, Felix and the gang. And our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel to the truck stops and the gas stations and all that. So you got money and all that. If you got money, you'll get gas, and you might need a lot more money. But you can also follow us on the Facebook page, the official Captain's America Facebook page. Don't forget we're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now off the top of the hour, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And we've got Mary that has been holding patiently, wants to ask a question. So, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I wanted to say that to put the mainstream media on Operation Warp Speed in as far as getting the true information out there to the public, because I can tell you, if you've got 30% of the, quote, normie people that are never going to understand it, we're going to have a heck of a time trying to get that information out to people. It's just happening too slow. People that listen to this station are all thinking the same way. But you're not going to convince the people that aren't listening to this show and don't get to see the truth on the mainstream media. They're not going to ever get to see any of this information.
You're right.
So put it on Operation Warp Speed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, I've certainly posted the stuff out there and put it into different groups and whatnot. I don't know where else to put it, but what do you think?
Well, we can all do only what we can. You know, it's very, very frustrating. I mean, I do radio with you, and I do my own, and, it's exasperating, even with what emails that I get because of the subscriptions that I have from Associated Press or Fox or Epic Times or, you know, I mean, hundreds of them. I mean, I get 200 or 300 emails a day, and I can't read them all, but, you know, I look at them and go, yeah, that one looks like I need to dig into that one or that one or that one. But it's remarkable to me what media investigators don't cover at all. I looked at a particular article yesterday from 11 Alive out of Atlanta, and they were talking about that Carvana company, you know, the kind of the
yeah.
weird car sales thing.
Yeah.
The company is to, and I wrote about them, I don't know, probably 2 months ago now, maybe a little bit longer. The company is as corrupt as they can be. There are cases all over the United States, and in my article I think I cited probably 7 or 8 of them, where people go in there and they buy cars and they're not given, they never get the title. And what drew me to it originally was a woman up here who happens to be a nurse, I think, in Pasco County. She bought one, and they kept giving her the temporary tag, mm-hmm. but they wouldn't give her a title so she could get a permanent tag. So she's had to park the car, and she's parked the car for like 4 months. So she's paying for a car, and now she has to Uber to work. And so then I thought, okay, well, is that an isolated incident? Then I happened to see 2 or 3 others. So I responded to this 11 Alive article, and the reason it was up there anyway is because now the CEO is no longer taking a salary, and they're letting go all kinds of employees. Well, there's a reason for that. So I asked 11 Alive, did any of your investigative journalists go bother to look at what's happening with the company and why? So, you know, that's just an indication there's always more to a story. It does take some work. And it's fascinating the things that you can find out if people are interested, but people aren't. They don't understand their duty. Their duty is to, be patriotic and American and stop the fleecing and stop the fraud and stop the stupidness. And nobody wants, I shouldn't say nobody because, Mary does the work. You do the work. I do the work. A lot of your listeners do the work, but there's, I feel like I don't do enough. And I'm sure I'm terrified at what I miss.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just terrified.
I totally agree with what you're saying. And Credit Karma is a company that actually, I believe most of that's done on the internet.
Well, yeah, what is it? Carvana.
Yeah, Carvana. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just giving an example. Did anybody know that? I mean, how many customers do they really have across the United States that are not getting titled to the cars? The company's fraudulent.
Well, it's too bad because I know some car dealers that got tied up with them too because they go to the car dealer and buy a car for them and they finance it and all that. But anyway, we'll get back to that when we come back. More with Denise Simon, folks. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before we get back to talking to Denise Simon, this portion of the program brought to you by the Geico Insurance Group. Now, Geico's been saving people money for over 85 years now, and it's the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, you can go to the Geico website, GEICO.com. That's Geico, GEICO.com. Or you can go to the Geico office nearest you and get a quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can do all of that, too. But where you really save the money, is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance into the mix. That is where you will save the money. So go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com. And either check with them over there, they'll give you a quote there happily, or you'll find out where your local agent is, and you go from there. Geico, GEICO.com, Geico Insurance. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Didn't take long. We got another caller. It's Backgammon Bob. Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. Backgammon Bob, what's going on?
Yes, both England and France each have about 200 deliverables. Nuclear warheads in Polaris, in ballistic missile submarines and some aircraft, too. And Russia recently threatened that they would nuke Europe. And I want to know is, could he do that by himself? And does he have a way of stopping that retaliation, which I don't think they they could withstand those nuclear warheads on them. So I think it's pretty much a bluff unless he's just stone cold crazy. All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, well, I think the guy's gone nuts myself because of his cancer or whatever's going on there, but go ahead.
He's got, I don't think he can do it by himself. I can't say that for absolute certain, but there is a command and control, and there are at least, I think, two methods for the Russian general staff to launch nuclear weapons. He has got some issues with his own military leadership. Some of them are pretty angry, and he's getting a lot of pushback from his oligarchs. And he listens to them because that's the oligarchs really control most of the economic stability of Russia. So is he going to launch any nuclear weapons? The answer is slim to none. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't take, and that includes Europe and NATO, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't take his threat seriously. And I what I mean by that is our own nuclear weapons program is rather dated. We do have our own Trident systems deployed, not all of them, but some are in fact deployed, and they should be. But I would say that we still have our own upgrades that need to be done, and the Biden administration has been cutting funding left and right, and they've kind of gone feeble and sideways in dealing with all things Putin. But back to your question, there is a protocol, and I don't think that he could ever get to the point where he could say launch. Exclusively, it would be his exclusive decision, much like what we have here. So he cannot do this on his own, no.
Okay. Well, I believe that's true. All right, we have Mel in Saratoga Springs on the line, so we'll take him real quick. Okay, Mel, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, good evening, Denise. Good evening, Captain. Good morning. I'm sorry.
What is
our attention being of more or less directed to Ukraine when our national sovereignty is about to be given away to the WHO, which is run by the United mm-hmm. Nations. I just think this is a smoke and mirror that we've got, that this criminal in the Oval Office and his administration, which is treasonous, and they all should be marched out of there and marched to the gallows. I'm just curious as to why is the attention being directed so feverishly for that Ukraine disaster and fiasco.
Okay,
we got much more.
Okay, yes, let's give Denise a chance. Okay, thank you very much, Mel. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, I think what Mel is referring to is the almost $40 billion that Congress or the Senate is about to vote on to give
39.8.
Mm-hmm. It's really outrageous. Now, I don't mind helping another country, but, you know, there should be some stipulations. There should be some strings attached. And we're doing it to our own peril because we're reducing our own inventories here mm-hmm. when it comes to weapons. But furthermore, there's not even a stipulation in this that there's an inspector general assigned to see how this money is being spent.
Right.
And, you know, I never thought that I would say that I would ever agree with Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff from California. I almost hate to even finish this sentence. But he said that the money that we are seizing from these oligarchs should be used to financially help out Ukraine. And I absolutely agree with that.
I think we said that a couple weeks ago when we first heard that. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
But we have an administration that just wants to throw money and throw money and throw money. And the crazy thing is that the House of Representatives, certainly under Ms. Nancy Pelosi,
mm-hmm.
this $38, $39, $40 billion is actually more than what Biden requested.
Right.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So I don't know that the Senate will pass it because of they did unbundle it. They were going to bundle this with I don't know, a couple other the COVID spending.
Correct. They took that out of there.
They did at least take that out of there. But there's some other stupid things in there that, and the truth of the matter is that I'd really like to know who the collator is in the House of Representatives
mm-hmm.
that collates all these piece parts and puts them into a bill the way that comes out to be. I mean, where does this $39 billion number come from? And why aren't there stipulations to that? But furthermore, when people in the House or in the Senate get to vote on it, they get about 6 or 7 hours advance notice, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who can read that? So, you got to have your staff read it.
Mm-hmm.
And, they just take piece parts. We're being fleeced here. I don't mind helping out a country that's at war. But I will tell you, Mel, to help you out, on the other side of this, whenever this is over, I mean, if we come to a stalemate, if it's going to be over this year or 5 years from now, there's going to be a Marshall Plan 2.0.
Sure.
And we're going to send more money over there to rebuild. and don't think this is the end of the spending.
But will we have any friends competing, like, say, China? China throw money in there,
therein lies the next problem. Because, mm-hmm. If we're reducing our stockpile and we're throwing money at Ukraine, what are we going to do to help out Taiwan? I mean, so we're going to go through this again. Where is everybody else? In fact, we're also concerned about Europe. But what about Latin, though? How come Latin America and Africa are always exempt from all of this?
Mm. All right, to be continued, have yourself a great day, and don't spend too much money in the shops.
Okay.
All right, have a good day. All right, that's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back.
This is Real Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
The Department of Justice Inspector General's office announced on Wednesday that one of their own employees leaked a draft report to the media that included non-public information. Fox News reports the investigation showed the worker abruptly resigned right before they and other employees were asked to submit sworn answers to a questionnaire regarding the unauthorized disclosures to the media. A New York judge says he's close to releasing Donald Trump from a contempt finding only if the former president meets certain conditions. One of those conditions includes paying $110,000 in fines accrued for failing to turn over documents in a state civil investigation. Judge Arthur Engoron said on Wednesday he'll conditionally lift Trump's contempt finding if he submits additional affidavits by May 20th. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Find out more about them, including the two campuses that they have. They're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you in 14 short months to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. Now, the only thing that makes that training any shorter is if you're coming out of the active military and you've got a certification as, say, maybe an aviation maintenance tech in the military, and you can take that accreditation that that you have and take the short challenge to the test. And show the people that you can do what you say you can do, and boom, you got your license, and you're on your way. You get an FAA license, and you're moving. That takes about 2 or 3 months to do, is my understanding. Maybe a little bit longer, but I think it's 2 or 3 months. So the way you find out about all this, ladies and gentlemen, is to give them a call. And when you call, ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses. Either the one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on the east side of Tampa Bay. They are, of course, in Clearwater on the west side of the bay. So either this one or that one. And then the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Asked to take the tour up there. And what I strongly suggest is when you call them, if you can do it and you have the time, check out each campus. Make up your mind that way. Now, the number to call is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call. Ask to take the tour. NAA.edu, National Aviation Academy. Now, we start out the Military and Veterans News segment with the fact that the Ukraine has announced that they are going to hold their first war crimes trial of a captured Russian soldier, who apparently was with the unit that did the heinous deeds in Bakhmut. And we'll see how that works out. I would suppose my assumption would be that they already know all the different things that he did. He might be doing this as, a show trial to give him some cover so they can go after the other guys and gals that they're looking for. They already have a list of names, if you remember right, that were part of this special unit that had gone after the civilians and killed them as an example to the other civilians to keep them in line, so to speak. Now, the Afghan-based terror groups, which we haven't heard much about, but they're still there. According to our intel, U.S. intel, are about a year away from having the ability to be able to strike the U.S. by sending their people out and about to come over here and do whatever it is that they are planning on doing. Now, terrorist groups within Afghanistan are still training, still there. The Taliban knows who they are, where they are, and what they're doing. And they remain... Our military remains significantly concerned about the planners from the Taliban and from the Al-Qaeda forces, their intelligence. They're honing their intelligence, getting much better at what they need to know. And we need to nip this in the bud somehow. I don't know how we're going to do it if the Taliban doesn't want to work with us. But we need to nip it in the bud before this gets out of control and suddenly we have another 9/11-style attack coming our way, which could happen. Now, soldiers, special operators, and Marines in the not-too-distant future will carry the first-of-its-kind rifle and light machine gun. The Army finally made a decision. They found an M4 and a SAW replacement, and they'll be introducing that shortly. Can't wait to see what that's all about. And let's also take a look at what's going on with the Navy. We've got some problems with the littoral combat ships. And the latest problem seems to be a class-wide structural defect leading to cracks in the hull. And that is not good at any time. Now, the troubling revelations about the Independence-class littoral combat ships come as the Navy continues to grapple with a class-wide transmission issue in the Freedom-class variants. Now, these vessels, if they ever get them up and operating 100%, they will change the scope out on the seas, for sure. But they got to get there first. I got to get there first, and it's not been an easy ride to do that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens and how it happens, because, again, nobody seems to know what's going to happen next year. Now, Sweden and Finland have just signed a mutual defense agreement, security agreement, with the United Kingdom in lieu to their becoming members of NATO. Both of them are very soon going to be members of NATO. And because Russia had threatened either one of them at either time, should they do that, they decided to sign a mutual defense treaty so that they got their backs covered while they're going through this process. Now, if Russia is stupid enough to want to go after either one of those countries after they become a member of NATO, that could start World War 4.5. Never mind 3. That could start World War 4.5. Because Russia's already said they don't care for either one of those countries becoming members of NATO. And I get it. We all get it. We all understand it. But still, it's not up to them to decide. Nor should it be. By the way, supposedly there are no civilians left at that steel plant in Mariupol. There's some Russian separatists there. And some military people there. And they've been, I don't know if you've been watching that, they've been pounding the bejesus out of that plant every day. And they're going to continue to do that. They're trying to get them to come out from where they're underneath there. They may not be able to get out. They may be buried in there, literally. Their exits may be blocked off. So we'll see. We'll see. And the wives of the Mariupol defenders, the soldiers that are there, have spoken up to the Pope. The ones that left have actually tried to get an audience with the Pope and said, "You are our last hope. Please help." Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. I suspect probably nothing. But sometimes a little divine intervention won't hurt and things like that. And, of course, the Ukrainian troops and government is proposing swapping some of the injured defenders that they have for Russian prisoners. Now, how that's going to work? Obviously, Russia's got some of their people, and they got some of their people, and vice versa, and they just want to get the injured people back to where they need to go instead of keeping them in their confines. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be right up with us. He's coming up right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, and that is Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, who's waiting on deck. And by the way, my conversation with him is being brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. They're here in Tampa, over on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. So you get two bangs for your buck if you go over there. You can check out the Nissan dealer, and you can check out the Acura dealer side by side. Now, check out them online as well by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And remember, they are one of the few car dealers anywhere that does the You Serve, You Save program. That's for active duty military, for veterans, for first responders, active or retired, and for church pastors, too. Check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, or trot on over to North Florida Avenue in Tampa and see what they have to offer. And they've had people come from all around the country to buy vehicles there. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I suppose the biggest discussion or topic this morning is oil and gas. Reason being is because last night, jumping Joe Bolton Biden decided that we don't need to drill in Alaska. We don't need to drill in the Gulf. The deals that he was put together that we were going to do to go after more oil, which makes perfect sense, he kiboshed again. So here we go with oil at record levels, not going to go down anytime soon, I might add. And we're not going to be able to go after more oil to try to flood the market, which is what I would do if it were me, to bring the price down with the finished product.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great to, you know, have more coming on online. You know, their argument is that they're still pumping out at record levels, but, you know, obviously with the situation that we have on hand, what's taking place with Russia and some of these other places, what we might want to get up to our full capacity. But, you know, the climate change agenda is completely taken over. And again, this is part of the problem we have. We don't have any long-term planning when it comes to energy. We don't think outside of election cycles, and it's become really damaging because of how polarized this country's become. It's not beneficial to we the people. When the polarization of this country, the fact that we can't, you know, come together on some sort of long-term energy policy, we constantly put the cart before the horse, when it comes to, you know, electrifying the grid and the car and, the cars and all this stuff, is leading to all of the problems we're having right now.
Yeah. Now, speaking of problems, they came out with a consumer price index again for April CPI. Consumer prices were up another 0.3%. They were up to higher than expected, 8.3% annual gain. Then they came out with the food prices. They were up 10.8%. And I still say that that's low based on what I keep seeing. I believe it's all both of those numbers are down below where they should be. So what do you think?
Well, I think, you know, quite frankly, that you know, I've been saying this for a while. I think the numbers have always been skewed to the downside. They haven't even been close to accurate for an extended period of time. And again, we're paying the price right now for, you know, ridiculous stimulus packages and government spending. And, you know, it's filtering down into everything that we do. It's just a myriad of different issues. And we're getting hit with this right now. Very, very difficult. And unfortunately, you know, the administration is not doing anything, when it comes to inflation. That's going to be the slightest bit helpful. That is our situation right now. That is the reality on the ground. Take a look at the numbers. No, I don't see much of a reprieve, at this point in time. But crying out loud, we got shortages of baby formula.
Yeah.
In the United States of America. This is nuts to me. But again, this is what people voted for. So, you know, thanks for voting, everybody.
Yeah. Now, the FTC, which is the Federal Trade Commission, has fined Frontier Communications, which is, of course, a major broadband and broadcast and television cable network around the country. They have their Fios. They fined them $8.5 million for ripping off their customers. Wow.
$8.5 million.
Yep,
that's not very much. What did they fine them for exactly?
Deception of devious business practices and selling people things.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like to me. That sounds, quite frankly, Kevin, I haven't read that story. That sounds to me, it's like they came after them and couldn't put a really big case together, and they're kind of just, you know, Verizon's paying that to make them go away. That's what it sounds like to me. I mean, that's not that big of a settlement if they've been ripping off their customers. You've got to think about the amount of customers that Verizon has. So I'd have to look further into that, but something doesn't smell right there.
Yeah. Well, speaking of not smelling right, we got to wonder where this is going. Donald Trump reportedly has sold his Washington, D.C. hotel to a Miami-based investor group.
Yeah, this is the hotel that you know, was causing all sorts of issues when he first became president, because they said that the emoluments clause and, you know, the fact that foreign governments were staying at the hotel, and, you know, was he making money off that? I know the hotel hasn't been doing that well, and obviously a lot of hotels haven't been doing that well because of the pandemic and everything that's happened. And I understand he's been trying to offload it for a period of time.
Yeah, and now, because of the price of gas, who's going anywhere?
Well, I mean, people are still out and about. They are. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I just, to pick my son up from college yesterday, and, I-95 was a parking lot from the way home for a while. So there's people still out and about, and, the halls are still busy. But, people are going to adjust based upon, maybe how much they're spending when they're out and about.
Mm-hmm. Now, you might or might not have heard about this one, but the big condo, the Surfside condos that collapsed, there was a settlement made of $1 billion, a tentative settlement to the victims in that.
$1 billion? Altogether that was?
So far.
The settlement was against who, though?
It was against the condo association. There were cracks and repairs and this sort of thing going on, and they went after them.
Well, I mean, I hope they obviously must have board insurance, I would assume. I don't know if they're going to cover that size of an award by any stretch.
A lot of money.
It sounds like a bankruptcy filing in the making.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are questions over a Russian connection swirling around a Facebook photo app. Here we go again with Facebook. And that there's some Russian stuff on there that is a new profile picture, supposedly of something to do with a Russian entity, a business. And people are going, no, that's not us. And they're trying to get Facebook to take the picture off because they're saying that's not us. That's up there without our permission.
Interesting. I'm not familiar with the story in regards to, somebody else was using somebody else's face. I mean, it's difficult to police that. Again, the best way of policing, in my opinion, situations like this is to have verified users. You have to prove who you are. Therefore, if somebody were to, manipulate a picture or put something up that was, untrue, you could actually have recourse to go after them and say, hey, wait a second, this is slanderous. But with all the anonymous accounts out there, it's difficult to do that. I think people would be warm to the idea of having a place that wasn't anonymous and yet actually show who you were.
Well, you've seen all of these gambling things on the Internet, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Regulators in Alabama, Kentucky, New Jersey, Wisconsin, and Texas, and the list is growing, have gone after a Russian virtual casino accused of fraud that's been defrauding people of their winnings and their money on the Internet.
You decided to go online and start gambling at a Russian virtual casino and you get ripped off or you're defrauded. Honestly, you're the idiot. I mean, come on already. Give me a break. I mean, listen, you're not going to pay attention. You don't think that this might be apt for some sort of scam out there. At some point in time, people, you got to have a little bit of personal responsibility in life.
All right, here comes the music playing in my ear. I'll let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow, and you have yourself a great day up there in the North Country.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, and catch his program that's on the weekend. I'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the...
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.